It's already been a devastating season for Adam Silver in the NBA, and tonight, the situation could go from devastating to downright embarrassing. 12 months ago, if I told you guys a regular season game in the WNBA dump would outdraw a regular season game in the NBA, I would have lost all credibility. Thousands of people would unsubscribe to my channel, and rightfully so. 12 months ago, that narrative would have been preposterous. You would expect to hear that level of propaganda from the Yentas on The View. For most of their existence, the WNBA playoffs, they could not outperform the NBA preseason. The dump, they couldn't beat the summer league. There were more people watching the Westminster dog show watching Scruffy sniff Daisy's boodle. For decades, ass-sniffing dogs were more entertaining than the WNBA. But tonight, all of that could change. Tonight could be the seminal moment for the WNBA dump. Unless, of course, they do what they do best and find a unique way to self-destruct. But the potential first-time success for the WNBA tonight, it could come at the expense of their primary subsidizers in the NBA. If you haven't already, make sure to like the video and subscribe to the channel. You can follow me on Twitter at KC_BTL84, email btlkc84@gmail.com. Now, if you're a fan of professional basketball and you're also a fan of pretend basketball, you've got a tough choice to make tonight. This kind of reminds me of the Monday Night Wars in professional wrestling back in the 1990s. Back then, the WWF, it was the premier brand in professional wrestling. They were being challenged by WCW, which most people perceived as second-rate wrestling at best. They start competing against each other head-to-head on Monday nights, and just like the WNBA today, no one gave WCW a chance to beat the WWF back then. So tonight, this is kind of like a modern-day wrestling war, with the NBA being the WWF, the premier brand in basketball, and the WNBA being WCW, the premier dump. Tonight, the WNBA, the NBA, they will be competing head-to-head. On paper, the NBA seems to have the upper hand. It's the second round of the playoffs, and the biggest draws remaining in the playoffs, they are playing tonight, with both series tied 2-2 going into pivotal game fives. Pacers-Knicks on TNT, they'll be competing against Caitlin Clark and the group of role players called the Indiana Felines as they take on a group of unknown women in Connecticut who, for some reason, refer to themselves as Suns. The second half of the doubleheader, it will feature the Wolves, or Wolves, as Charles Barkley likes to call them. It'll be Wolves Nuggets competing against the Las Vegas Anonymous Faces and the Phoenix Masculines. Now, as expected, both WNBA games, they would be broadcast on ESPN, the proud home of the dump. As far as the late game is concerned, we all know who's going to win that battle. I doubt Adam Silver is worried about the Anonymous Faces and the Masculines beating Anthony Edwards in the ratings. Matter of fact, I doubt that fantasy has crossed his mind. The mind of Alice is filled with other types of fantasies, but Bob Griner and the Masculines beating the NBA in the ratings ain't one of them. But the early game, could be intriguing. Outside of Wolves Nuggets, the second round of the playoffs, it's continued the trend of disappointment in the NBA. Right now, the NBA is averaging 3.5 million viewers for the first and second round of the playoffs, down 10% when compared to last year, which is about 500,000 people. 500,000 people had decided they are no longer interested in the NBA. If Katie Rue Clark was competing against Anthony Edwards and Jokic, I would tell you guys that she does not have a chance at beating them. But competing against Pacers Knicks, not only does she have a chance, I would not be surprised if Caitlin Clark actually beats them. In terms of drawing an audience on television, basketball is unlike any other major sport. And when I say major sport, I'm talking about the four classic leagues, the NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball. In the NHL, people, they are attached to teams. In the NFL, it doesn't matter what matchup they put on television, 15 million people are going to watch. Same thing in Major League Baseball. Doesn't matter what teams are matched up in baseball because no one is watching anyway. Basketball is different. In basketball, it's all about star power. The casual audience, they are drawn in by superstar players. Between Pacers, Knicks, and the Felines and the women who call themselves Suns, which matchup has the biggest superstar? Caitlin Clark is by far the biggest star. There is not a player on the roster in Indiana and New York that is considered to be a household name. How many of your wives have heard of Tyrese Haliburton? Has your mom heard of Jalen Brunson? I'd be willing to bet every woman in your family, they would recognize Caitlin Clark. Some of these tickets tonight for her game against the Suns, some of these tickets, they are matching the prices for tickets in Madison Square Garden for Game 5 of the NBA playoffs. There is a massive amount of anticipation and interest for the WNBA debut of Caitlin Clark. I'm looking through my newsfeed this afternoon. Damn near every article talking about Caitlin Clark. I gotta scroll through two or three pages before I find the first article about the NBA. Through four games, Pacers-Knicks, they're averaging 4.6, 4.7 million viewers. Could Caitlin Clark draw 5 million for her debut in the dump? I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. She was drawing 3 and 4 million during the regular season when she was playing professional basketball at Iowa. The only thing that could prevent her from beating the NBA playoffs tonight is the overall negative perception of the WNBA. We are going to find out a lot about the drawing power of Caitlin Clark tonight. Over the last few years, people weren't just not watching the WNBA. There's a lot of people who outright despise this league. And with good reason. I mean, dump divers. They have given people plenty of reasons to despise them. The constant whining and complaining, the overwhelming sense of entitlement, kneeling for the national anthem, promoting Just for Men, Bob Griner being the face of the league. Before the arrival of Caitlin Clark, there was not a single player in the WNBA that most people could relate to. Well, there wasn't a single player that was promoted by the WNBA that most people could relate to. I'm sure there are relatable women in the WNBA. They just choose not to promote them. They would rather market the Sue Bird going after the demographic of prepubescent boys who aspire to be like her wife, Megan Rapinoe. They market the ultimate victim, Bob Griner. Caitlin Clark is the first marketable player possibly in the history of the league. The most watched game in WNBA history. It was the first game between the LA Sparkles and whoever the hell they were playing. Maybe it was the Houston Comet Cleaners, the Seattle Shitfucks. Who knows and who cares? That game was watched by over 5 million people and immediately forgotten. Caitlin Clark, she would have to match or exceed that number to probably beat the NBA playoffs tonight. Can she do it? I think she will. Now, do I think she will maintain that level throughout the rest of the regular season? No, but for one night, I think Caitlin Clark will beat the NBA playoffs. I've been saying it for weeks now, and I am going to stick with it. Something else, though. Something else is going to happen tonight, and I think this could cause further resentment and jealousy going forward in the WNBA. As you guys know, there's already plenty of resentment building between Caitlin Clark and the average WNBA dump diver. To her credit, Caitlin Clark refuses to feed into the ass fire, but other WNBA players, they seem to be jealous of Katie Rue. Like I said earlier, the Las Vegas Anonymous Faces, the Phoenix Masculines, they will follow the WNBA debut of Caitlin Clark on ESPN. And by the way, did you notice that the league and the networks, they're not broadcasting the debut of Angel Reese? Did you notice that? Her first game is tomorrow against the Dallas Wankers. As of right now, it's only available on WNBA League Pass. It's not on ESPN, which will probably have the NBA playoffs. Not on ESPN2, which will probably have reruns of 30 for 30. If you want to watch the debut of Angel Reese, you're going to have to pay for it. I wonder why. I wonder why they are not broadcasting her debut on national television. I wonder if it could be lack of interest. And that's nothing against Angel Reese. She has no reason to feel bad because that same lack of interest, it is going to carry over to the rest of the WNBA. The Anonymous Faces, the Phoenix Masculines, they will follow the debut of Caitlin Clark on ESPN. This game features the so-called big stars in the WNBA. The Anonymous Faces, they are back-to-back winners of the Golden Toilet. They have big stars like Kelsey the Plumber, the face of Roto-Rooter. The Anonymous Faces, they have other stars hell, I don't know. There's a reason they're called the Anonymous Faces. They're anonymous. The Phoenix Masculines, though, they have Donna Taurasi, the leader of the I'm Jealous of Caitlin Clark fan club. They also have Bob Griner, who has spent the last 2 weeks making the media rounds portraying the role of the ultimate victim. I would not be surprised if this game loses 80% of the lead-in audience. Caitlin Clark will draw millions of viewers, and this game, they might draw 500,000, maybe even less. Now, the media, mainstream media, they are hyping up this season as the biggest in the history of the dump. They are claiming that there is renewed interest in the WNBA, which is weird because in order to have renewed interest, there needs to be interest to begin with. In 30 years, there has been zero interest in the WNBA. People are not interested in the league. People are interested in Caitlin Clark. There's a difference. I think we are going to see her games draw 1 million, maybe 2 million viewers, while the rest of the league, they will continue to be a huge embarrassing failure. Will that elevate the jealousy and resentment towards Caitlin Clark?
Yes, yes, yes.
But give me your thoughts on this. Will Caitlin Clark beat the NBA playoffs in the ratings tonight? How will WNBA players react when the only games people watch involve Caitlin Clark while the rest of the league is completely ignored? Will there be further jealousy and resentment because of this? I think it could be a situation where it's almost self-sabotage. The league finally gets noticed, but because people are only paying attention to one player, the other players feel neglected. Will veteran players, will they turn against Caitlin Clark more than they already have? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.